All right, Boker Tov. Today's Amud Araisa is Psachim Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis. Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis. We left off on Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, right towards the bottom of the page. We're up to Amr Rav Lazar Amr Beishit. But just to really go over a couple points from the last time we learned, we had discussed Hillel, and I actually don't know if I made this clear. If I didn't, I should have. Hillel, the Rishonim already discussed this. The Amira Hillel had said that a person should not wrap together, should not eat matzah mar together, because matzah bas matzah is deraisa still, bereftech lematzahs, mar is drabanon, and it's going to be mevatel, the mar drabanon, but mevatel the taste of the matzah deraisa. That was said by Hillel the Amira. What gets confusing is because he then brought from Hillel the Tana, we'll go over the sequence outside quickly, and then we'll understand it. Hillel the Amira says, we know there's a general machlekes whether mitzvah about the mitzvah or not. There's a machlekes about that. Even according to the opinion that holds mitzvah is normally not mevatel a mitzvah, here it's a concern, because mar is drabanan, so on a biblical level, it's not a mitzvah b'chal, and on a deraisa level, mar is b'manazeh, and matzah is deraisa, and therefore here would be a problem. That was what Hillel the Amira says. Who was the Tana, who we know that holds that mitzvah is not mevatel mitzvah? The Tana is the famous Hillel Zaken, of course, we know who did the wrapping, he did the kairach, because the kayim, ashtemer, al matzahs, and rabbi achlu, eating the kar pesach, with matzah and mar, so the matzah and mar eat together. At one point that we didn't mention last time we learned, which was on Friday as well, was that there's a machlekes rishonim whether Hillel or the Minat Torah, you eat matzah and mar together with the Karban Pesach, meaning not all three together. When you add Karban Pesach, you add this matzah mar mixture, or was matzah and mar and Karban Pesach? Seems to be a very clear machlekes rishonim. Rambam learns it was only matzah and mar. Whereas other Rishonim learned it was matzah mar and kar pesach. We were simple. By the way, matzah mar was together. That's the pasuk. So Hillel said we used to do that zecher to when the right. Hillel says we used to do this as the pasuk says l'kayim the pasuk. Clearly, Hillel wasn't bothered that once mevatel the mitzvah. Obviously, he wasn't bothered by that. But that's Hillel hazakein. And again, the Gemara brings some tanoim agreed that it's. You should do that. Some held you don't have to, but you can. Others held you shouldn't do it. What did we come out with? Just to review, Al-Sami came out with what we do is we have Ismanazah matzah, make a bracha ani matzah, make a bracha ani mar, all separate, and then afterwards we eat matzah and mar together. But there is an interesting machlekes, and it's really telling in the machlekes Rishonim that we mentioned a minute ago, whether or not you're supposed to say zeich lemikdash kilel, and or let's say better, when you say it, do you say it before you eat the sandwich? We're doing this zechel mitzvah hillel, and then eat it, or after. If you hold that the ikar mitzvah ben atayra, like Rambam, was matzah and mar together with the kar pesach at the same time, but the kar pesach was eaten separately, then when we're eating matzah and mar together, we're actually doing the deraisa. We don't have a hefsek. We made a bracha matzah. We made a bracha mar. We did eat matzah mar separate already, but we'd still love to eat the matzah mar together, which is the real kiyum deraisa. Again, we don't have Karban Pesach anymore, but the real kiyum deraisa, just those two alone, without a hefsek. It would make sense to say the whole statement of zeich lemikdash kilel, hillel ha'ikarchan, after we eat it. Those that say you eat it, you make the statement before, because without the Karban Pesach, you need the Karban Pesach in the mix. In order to become the deraisa, you need matzah, mar, and karmas. We don't have that anyway. So whatever we're doing, we're being yates the matzah as is, mar is separately mitarbanan, and we're not doing any real deraisa with the matzah and mar, not a hefsek to the bracha, and therefore it's okay to say the lashon zeichel before eating the kairach. Okay. The one other point on zeichel mikdash. Before we go further, I mentioned today's office is going to be quite short, but it's very relevant to the Seder. Halach Lamayis is coming up for 2 nights from now. The Zeich LeMikdash, Rav Yashav Soloveitchik has a beautiful piece on Zeich LeMikdash. We find there's actually two sources, and maybe it's more, but two basic sources in Shas where we discuss things that we do Zeich LeMikdash. Zeich LeMikdash, and one classic case that I remember offhand is we discussed in Sukkah by the mitzvah to take a lulav of 7 days. Right, 7 days in the base of English, there's a mitzvah to take lulav all 7 days in the base of English. Already then, outside the base of English, the mitzvah is only lekach techem b'yom rishon. On the first day, you take a lulav and esrog. We even chutzars, we still take all 7 days. Why? Zeichel mikdash. And the marbi is a source, a pasuk for that. Marbi is a source about doing things zeichel mikdash. Elsewhere, the marbi is a different source about doing things zeichel mikdash. Rav Asher Ber discusses why. Why do we have two different sources? Okay, you have two psukim telling the same similar ideas, but why are there two different sources? And he brings out a beautiful insight, a fundamental idea that there's two concepts of doing things zeich l'mikdash. Maybe a better way to say it would be: sometimes we do zeich l'mikdash, and sometimes we do zeich l'churban. Sometimes we're doing it to commemorate. There's a concept that we do it, Mary Bar Beis Hamikdash, and we should be prepared, and we want to be ready to do it. It's like this excitement. We're expecting Beis Hamikdash to be rebuilt right away, and we're doing it as a positive commemoration to kind of invoke excitement and almost like a tefillah. We hope Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, and we want to keep the minute, keep that hugga, that we're ready to do it for next time as well. It's a zecha to the good time, so to speak. And sometimes we do it as a little bit of a patch, a zecha to the churban. The two concepts exist. They both can be referred to as zecha l'mikdash, zecha l'churban, but the same concept can be both negative and positive. So it could be the discussion about by us eating matzah mar together, whether it's zecha l'mikdash, whether it's a positive one or a negative one, could be gufatol machakas shenim again. If in the Beis Hamikdash itself they only had matzah mar together, at the same time they also had karbesach, but it wasn't mixed all three together. So when we do it, it's not invoking, you know, negative. We used to be able to do this, and now we can't. Zeichel Churban, it's more positive. This is what they had. Yeah, we're missing the Karbesach, but they didn't have it all eaten together, all three at once. And therefore, we're doing Matzah Mar like they did, like Rambam. It would be the positive version of Zeichel Mikdash. Whereas according to those that the Zeichel Mikdash normally is, that in the Mikdash, they would have all three, in times of Mikdash, they had all three together. Matzah Mar and Pesach eaten together. And we can't have that because we don't have Pavane Seder Rabim, the Karbesach, so it would actually be another form of a Zecher, the Churban type of thing, Zecher L'Mikdash, in the negative sense. But again, the general idea is a powerful, beautiful concept. Okay, so let's go again. Amar, bottom of the page of Kuftas Vafam Nalav. Amar, again, for those of the iPad, it is note 22, by note 21 or 22. Amar, Rabbi Lazar, Amar, Rabbi Ishiya. Anytime, you know, we go through that the Seder, we start with Kaddish, then we do go right to Orchatz. Why? Why do we do Orchatz? He's really explaining the Orchatz. Because whenever you dip something, we discussed in our Mishnah, dipping the even lettuce, which can be used for mar, could also be used for karpas if you don't have another vegetable. So when you dip something in mashka, you need to do the Tirsidayim. And that's why we do Orchatz, because you need to do Tirsidayim. What's the idea? So really, we can go through a hog dump about Tum Vitara. We're not going to get, we've done that already. And earlier in the Masechta, we're going to just make some basic points. The tuma is transmitted always, and it goes level down. So you have the mesav, you have a tuma, then you have a few levels of avatum, so potash tumas, nevela, tumas carry, right? Different tumas, sav zava. These all can make people and kalim tame. A person in kli can only become tame from an avatum. Adam v'kalim can only be what's called a rishon tuma, vlad tuma, rishon vlad tuma, the same level, and they can only become tummy. Remember, you always go down a level from avatuma. Once you have something that went from avatuma to rishon tuma, that rishon tuma cannot be matam a person or a kli to be a shein tuma. You know, it could become a shein tuma food, but even food eichel mashkin could be shein tuma. But even eichel mashkin chulin stops by sheini. What could be shlishi, hektish, and truma? Hektish can be mirvi. Okay. There are a couple of geyser because of truma, because of the stringencies of truma, without getting to nuances, they made a double gezerah. The chumbo geyser, yadayim always tummy. Aleph, number one. Number two, mashke always has the ability to make, even though mashke could be a sheni, it makes it as if, it brings back a level of tumma as if it was a rishon. So the chumbo mesaken, that before someone eats, let's say you're dipping a food into liquids, zayin mashke, so the hands are yadayim are tummy. Hands are going to touch the mashke. It's going to get tumma. The mashke is going to make the hands now, activate the tumma of the hands. And then the food he's eating is going to be tummy. Machlekes, if we're concerned about this, by all foods, or dafka by truma, or dafka people that are naik to eat chulun al taras akedesh, machlekes, rishayim, tashas, and others. But the chumul geyser to wash one's hands before eating anything dipped. Same idea before washing, before eating bread also. But is it washing one's hands? Similar idea before eating any foods dipped in liquid. Now, the basic idea is, by the way, this is part that's very relevant to Chamaisa, Rav Shlomo Miller, Shlita, gave this psak, that the concern was when you're dipping the food, your hands may come in contact with the liquid, and that's the issue, so you wash your hands because of that. And we're saying over here by the Seder, one should not wash his hands before dipping the vegetable, the lettuce, into the liquid. But if you use a fork to eat your fruit or vegetable, And when you dip it in liquid, you don't have to worry about it. It's only your hands may touch the liquid. If you're using a fork, your hands are not going to touch the liquid if it's not a concern. That's halacha b'shemura. That even when you wash hands for dipping fruits, vegetables, we actually don't do it because it's not a zebuchal anyway. But put that on hold for a second. But even in this halacha, you're supposed to wash your hands. You would use a utensil, you don't have to wash your hands. Says Rabbi Shleima that, ironically enough, even though we like to eat with forks, but when one eats karpas, they should specifically use their hands because otherwise the whole orchatz doesn't make sense. You're doing orchatz because you're about to dip a vegetable in liquid. Mr. Brewer brings that when you use a utensil to dip a vegetable in liquid, you don't need to wash your hands. So then what are you doing orchatz for? So it makes sense that you specifically... What? Okay, or you're doing it for a reason. The reason you're doing it for a reason is because if your hands potentially can touch the water, you don't... By the way, you don't have to stick your hands in the water. The fact that your hands could touch the water is enough. Let's read the next line of the Gemara. Amra, Papa, Shema Mina, Hai Chasa, Tapa Meiz, Sotah Shekuya Bechareses. This lettuce has to really be fully immersed in the Chareses. Shem Kappa, because the Kappa is like some sort of bacteria. To ease Sakadaitach. Because if you hold, let's talk the shkui, if you don't have to fully immerse it, you don't have to wash your hands. Halinaga, you touch the, it's kind of like the utensil thing. You touch the lettuce at one side, dip it in, that's good enough. There'd be no concern. The fact you have to really soak it in, this, again, it's not guaranteed, but there's a strong chance that you can touch the liquid, and that's why you have to wash your hands. So the Marno, let's talk the shkui. Marno says, that's not a raya. Maybe you don't have to dip it all the way. The kappa mere chamayas. The kappa, just by dipping into, by the way, it sounds like you're dipping into charesis. Skash charesis. Over here, it seems like you're dipping, the Gemara says, black and white, third word of the page. That you start to go charesis, right? The charesis alone, just to be, we do, of course, the vegetable and salt water. But the point is, by the lettuce, there was concern of this bacteria, and you dip to the charesis to neutralize the bacteria. And the Gemara assumed you have to dip it all the way to get rid of the bacteria. Gemara say no, maybe just dipping a little bit, the smell of the chareses destroys that bacteria's power. And why wash your hands then? The kappa mercha mayis, berecha mayis, dies from the recha already. El lovely yes, dayan, dilma mishakelu. Because maybe you'll immerse the whole thing anyway, you don't have to, but maybe you'll immerse the whole lettuce anyway, and therefore you have to wash your hands. So by the same token, Yossi could say, it's part again, I'm still using my fork. This is what Yossi wanted to go 2 minutes ago. And maybe when I'm using my fork, I may choose to use my fingers as well and dip it in, my potato and my Salzwasser. And therefore, that's the reason I have to wash my hands, even though I'm not for sure going to do it, maybe would be enough. We don't make a bracha anyway, so it's definitely less stringent. The question is this attack of why. Why do we no longer do this all year round? And why don't we make a bracha? I mean, we don't make a bracha because we don't do this normally as the deal all year round. It's considered Mesek Yura. I think anyway we're tummy, even though we do wash our hands still for bread, right? But we don't wash our hands all year round for this concern. The question is, the Tazias, the other way, so why Taka do we do it on, why do we do it on Pesach? Manavshach. Don't do it all year round. What's the difference between this the all year round and Pesach? So someone to say that Pesach's a Mali Yisera. Pesach was where we're B'nei Malachim. Furthermore, if the issue is a horniness, because you're telling me anyways, what are you doing? You're making it as if you're, everything else is starting your life, and you're washing hands for this, so you're being horny. Yeah, Pesach Rataka on a higher level, so it's not considered horniness. And another answer board is, very simple, Kadesh Yishol Tanaikas, what happened to today's daf, the famous concept, we do so many things on Pesach, and all the children ask questions. Right, children ask, why do we do this? We don't do it around. Exactly. Because tonight's different. That's why we do it. Tonight's different. You're right. We're not going to like to do it anymore, but all year round, we don't do it. We still do it today because of Kadesh Yishol. A person shouldn't leave the mar b'chareses till ma'agav chaylei to tavlin. This is a big insight of people, myself included, before I saw this Gemara. L'nishi inish mar b'chareses till ma'agav chaylei to tavlin matle l'mare. The sweetness of the tavlin in the chareses is going to go against the mar. So Rabba is saying, don't leave it for an extended period of time. But the first thing out is also, you're supposed to dip and shake it off. You want to have later kishmak chareses. People like the taste of marer, especially the bitter marer, the horseradish with the first of all, the same idea with the horseradish and romaine lettuce. For years I did it. I'm not going to say it. Maybe recently. I'm trying to remember if I saw a source that it is okay. For years I did it, and then I think because of this Gemara, because of our Gemara that we just had about yesterday's Amud, this Amud, about one taste and about another taste, right here, the chareses about the taste. If romaine lettuce is, ironically enough, the chachila, even though it's not so bitter, romaine lettuce is clearly choice one that we, by mar, chasa seems to be the go-to choice. The mar's going to spell out for us the different types of mar's. If it's choice number one, and horseradish is choice number two or three on the list, assuming it goes in that order, what's first? If you're going to have the horseradish with the chasa, your horseradish is going to overpower the taste, then you're almost messing yourself up. So what I actually, if I recall correctly, what I've done more recently is I have enough of a shear of a chasa by itself, and then there's horseradish, the last little bit. Basically, horseradish is a chunk of horseradish right at the end. Maybe the chasa is just holding it, but it's a chunk of horseradish right at the end by itself, essentially. But to have it together can be a problem. But same idea we're saying over here. Having charesis on your mar, whatever it is, whether it's lettuce or horseradish, you're diminishing the taste. It defeats the purpose. Chasa was there, the charesis was there just to get rid of any bacteria, whatever it may be. It wasn't there for this purpose. Save the charesis, liberal charesis spreading for afterwards. Geshmak, after you eat the mitzvah, then do it. But not, you just dip it and shake it off. You need tamar, vleka, you need tamar, you're not going to have tamar. Adrei, Rav Chizal, Rabban Okva, Darsh. Rav Chizal, Rabban Okva, where Rabban Okva, Darsh as follows. Natal, he went to the bima and he darshed as follows. Natal yada b'tiburishin. He washed his hands for the first tibul. Natal b'tiburishin. He still has to wash his hands for the second tibul. Remember, we dip twice on the El Seder. Actually, we dip three times because we also dip. What do we dip? Kairach. Oh, actually, some people do as well. I forgot about that. But kairach. Kairach also dip. Okay. But natal b'tibul sheni. He still has to wash his hands for the second tibul for the mar as well. I'm Rabbi Baruch Kamei, Papa. Haba alma itmar. That wasn't said leil seder. That was said all year round, meaning leil seder, you're planning to dip twice. So your urchatz for karpas and zaltzvatzer is a good urchatz for bar charesis. All year round, the person normally dips, he has like the vegetable course and dips vegetables in whatever liquids once. Then if you choose to do it again, you'll need to wash again because it's eschadas. Visa gadaitach hachit mar. But if you hold that it was said over here, like Abi Pesach, Lamini Tisa Daim Shnei Zimni, why have you washed your hands twice? How much Echad Zimni, you already washed your hands once. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Adi Rabba. Hachid Mesedafk over here. He's like, I'm Amitmar, Lamini Tisa Tavuli. What type of normal person is having double dippings during, not double dippings, I don't mean double dipping twice. I mean, dipping vegetables once, and then later again in the meal, after a break, dipping again? Who does that? That's not a normal way to eat through the year. Pesach Tafk, when you do it. So they had a fundamental machlekes, was the statement Amar Avon Okva, about washing hands twice. Dafka on Pesach, or Dafka not on Pesach? Is it Dafka Pesach? That's the only time you wash your hands twice. That's the only time you dip twice. If you're not saying you're not dipping twice, it's not relevant. And so you said Dafka Pesach, you have to wash your hands twice. Or was it said all year round, on Pesach you wouldn't have to because you know you're going to be eating twice, dipping twice, and therefore you won't have to wash your hands a second time because it's understood. Says Gemara, Elamai. If Papa's saying, the Adrabah said Dafka Pesach because otherwise you wouldn't dip twice, Elamai Hachad Mes, it was said on Pesach, needs time to change something. So you still have a question. You know you're going to be dipping twice. Why do you got wash your hands a second time? How much does it mean? You already wash your hands once? Amri, Kivin de Bele Memer, Agadah, Vahalela. Since he's saying Agadah and Halal between the two dippings, you don't say the full, we say the first part of Halal, right? Between the two dippings, you don't finish Halal, then you finish later by after benching the Halal. So, since you're saying that Agadah and Halal, Dilma Suche Siche Ladaite Vinaga. You can have a long break. We have breaks these days. Most people, even if you don't go crazy slow, 45 minutes, an hour, easy, from Magid to Vitera and going through all the psukim there, properly, singing slowly, singing. You know, the couple of songs you have over there, easy hour. It's a nice eschadas over there. So that's why, we're scared, maybe you touch something, that's why you should wash again. Maybe his hands became matunav. So you do wash again. Now, we don't wash again. We don't wash before Mar. Or do we? Exactly. So we wash for matzah. Tyson points out that our washing for matzah, of course, is the washing also for the mar. That works. It's one after the next. That's washing. So even though our Gemara phrases it in terms of washing twice for the dipping, the washing we do for the matzah, of course, serves as the washing for mar as well. Amarava, bala matzah yotzah. If one swallows the matzah without chewing it up, he's yotzah. Which is very interesting. We said before, if you don't taste the matzah because they had the matzah and the mar together, you don't taste the matzah, you're not yotzah. And now we're saying if you swallow it, when you swallow, you don't really taste. You get a little bit of taste, but not such taste. The answer is because the mitzvah is to eat matzah. When you have something else be mevatel the flavor, I don't want to say kol rei lebi'el makevus, but the point is something about the flavor, it's missing in your eating matzah because you don't have the ability to have the flavor. When you're swallowing the matzah, even though you're not chewing and getting the full flavor, you're still eating matzah. It's called eating, it's not a steer eating matzah. It's a steer eating matzah when there's something else overpowering the flavor. When nothing's overpowering the flavor, you're just not eating it in a way where you maximize the flavor. That's not going to be a problem.
Maybe the question was only on removing the taste of mar.
No, no, it was on matzah. The mar's question actually was, mar was matzah as drabanan. Matzah is deraisa. Asi mar drabanan. Umavatli the matzah deraisa. But look at the next line. You're not far off. I hear where you're going. The next line, your half of meat at least, was nice, because look at the very next line. Bala matzah, halach is yatzah. Bala marar. So you are on the right track, but it's not incorrect. Like the mark before, but Amar Leyatzi Takanetsa. Why? Bal matzamar. Sorry, why are you not yetzer by bal mar? Because mar clearly is supposed to be a bitterness. So if you swallow without having the taste, it's more ma'akiv there. That's Rav's statement. If you look at Rashi, by the way, notice it's Rashi Rashbam, of course, we pointed out before. If you look at Rashi, top part of the Pirish, bal matzah, you didn't chew it, yatza. Bal mar, parentheses, the word lay. Rashi has the word lay in parentheses. So Rashi has bal mara. You also yetzer by mar. Look at Rashi's words, very clear. Why yaitza? Because even when you swallow it, you get a little bitterness. So Rashi has a whole different approach. Rashi is learning bala matzi yatza, and bala mar yatza. We're saying mar is layatza. Bala matza umarar. Yidei matzi yatza, yidei mar layatza. Yaitza the matza, you not yaitza the mar. I'm not sure if what Rashi would say over there, what the logic would be. Okay. Rashi, yeah. We'll leave it for now. Rashi Amirash does address it. We'll leave it for now. Karcha besiv balan. What if you wrapped it in some sort of like sieve, a paste? And then you swallowed it, so it was wrapped like some sort of plant leaf around it. You swallowed it. Then after matzah biyatsa, even though we keep saying swallowing matzah is okay, that's if you ate it. If it was wrapped around something, it didn't even touch your throat. It kind of got, it was like a pill swallowed, which is by the way one of the big etayrim, one of the big etayrim on Yom Tov. Certainly kidneys. Chametz is much more chamer, and if a person really needs it, chayla sakana, the imba sakana, but it's a real antibiotic they have to take. Speak to your rav about taking it, but there's a big leniency in taking it, in that it's not derech achila. You have to ingest it through your mouth. It's not really derech achila. It's ground up, it's in the form of a pill. You just swallow it, you don't chew it, you don't eat it. It's not derech achila. That's the mekater. Certainly kidneys medicines, and we'll make them for that very reason. Okay. Amar of Simi Bar Ashi. Matzah fiklachan echad. Remember, they used to have their own, they used to recline on these chairs, like recliner chairs, almost like a bed, and they used to have their own tables in front of them when they ate. So says Rav Simi Rashi, matzah was placed in front of every one of the people at the seder. Mar was placed on each person's own private table. And chareisus was placed on each everyone's private table. They used to remove the table. That was only done for the person who led the agada. It used to be the agada was led by one person. It used to be benchmarks that way also. One person would lead. Everyone else was like Shemei Kaina. They would respond and listen. But one person would read all the words. Everyone else would listen. So the one who's leading the Seder, they would remove his table. Of course, Kadesh Yishol, Hatzadikas, the Marzal, they explain that shortly. But they remove his table. And only that person, not the rest. Everything you just mentioned, the matzah, the marar, chareisus, it was all put in front of him. And his table was removed, and he then distributed it. But everything was done specifically in front of him. The Hilchas Karfuna, Halachas Karfuna. Now, to us, the whole thing is not even a shaila, because we don't have separate tables. We have one big table. So we put in front of the, we'll call it the Baal Seder, the one leading the Seder, or sometimes you have multiple families together. Each head of the family gets a kara, a Seder plate. You get the matzah, his own mur, his own kares, his own everything in front of him. And it's on the same table in front of everyone. Happens to be just close to proximity to that Baal Ha, the Baal Seder, but it's really in front of everyone, and therefore, it's really, we're not even, we're possibly Hilchus Karfuna, but for us, it's really all one and the same. It's in front of everyone, it's all the same table. The main, and when we say remove the table, we don't pick up our whole table, move it, obviously. What do we remove? The Kara, the Seder plate, we move. Right? We move the Seder plate because we can't move the whole table, but that's our way of accomplishing this. Why do we remove the shulchan? I'm Yom Shila. Kadesh Yakiru Tanaikis Vishla. Know that Tanaikis should notice it and ask questions. Story that relates to this. Abaya Vyasa Kameh, the rabbi. Abaya, when he was a young child, he was singing from the rabbi. Remember, Rabbi raised Abaya. We spoke so many times. Abaya is the abbreviation of the letters Asher Becha Yerucham Yasam. He was Yasam, raised by Rabbi. He was singing as a child by Rabbi Seder. Chazad to come Madli, Dakam Kameh. He saw them moving the table away from Rabba. Amalu, Atayin Loi, Kachlinan, Asuka, Amagaki, Takam, Kama. We didn't eat yet. You're moving the table away from us? Amalay Rabba, Patartam, Malay, Manashtana. He patas us with saying Manashtana. First, we discuss Manashtana really is opening to, it's really four questions, right? Why it's different. This is one, this was, would be one opening to the questions. It doesn't mean you pat the whole Manashtana. You pat this question of the Manashtana. But the point is, we don't have to say it as long as the children ask the questions. We don't have to say it as part of the Gada. It's already been done. Ask at the table, and that is sufficient. Let's go a little further. Let's try to get two dots. It goes very quickly. Amar Shmuel, Lechem Ayni. These are famous words we see on Pesach, and they seem to have many meanings. Here, the Gemara brings multiple meanings. Lechem Ayni literally means the matzah of the poor person. Lechem Ayni. Lechem She'ainu Malav Dvarim. Number one is Shmuel's famous memra. It's the lechem that we see on it many things, right? We have the whole Magen, Haggadah, right? It's lechem that we declare many things about it. That's lashem ayni.
That's a harder. It's interesting.
Interesting. Yes, that is interesting. Yeah, that is interesting. Lechem she'ainu levdar. I didn't say harbin by mistake. I think I said it by mistake. I didn't say it. I said it, right? Yeah, because that's a, in my mind, I don't know why, okay. Lechem she'ainu levdar. Interesting, good point. Tanav, oh, next line. Tanav yachi, lechem ayni, the Brisa says it. Lechem she'ainu levdar harbi. Very good, like you were saying. Dover acher. Lechem ayni, another pshal lechem ayni is, it means lechem ani. Lechem ayni is lechem from a lashon of ani, of poor bread. What does that mean? You eat it the way like poor people eat their bread. Mani shtakim prusa, just like ani, he takes like a piece, a broken piece, rather than a whole piece. So too over here by the seder, af kamer prusa. So too when mekayim the mitzvah with a prusa, of course that means alchias matzah. When mekayim the mitzvah with the prusa, what do? We make the brach. We have the whole, but we also have the half from the yachatz as part of the bracha on matzah. That's where the idea of a yachatz, you know, it gets involved, where you have your prusa, your piece, as part of your mitzi matzah. Davar acher, ma darkesh ani, hu masik ishtereifa, but the derech of ani, is, instead of the woman herself heating up the oven, and then preparing the dough while the oven gets hotter, and baking it, they don't have time, they don't have enough wood to keep the oven hot that long. So as the husband heats the oven, the woman prepares the dough, and then she quickly puts it in. It's a much more efficient process. So same thing. By matzah, we want to make sure that it's baked quickly, right? We do it very quickly in order to shim kum chametz. So that's lashem ani. Ma dakash ani, who masa fish ta'ifa, afkan, who masa fish ta'ifa, he prepares the oven, she bakes right away in order that it shim kum chametz. It's interesting. Agamar Avir doesn't say one of the most popular pshatim, which is, it's poor man's bread, because it's made just from, it's poor in ingredients, just flour and water. It comes up again elsewhere. We'll leave it for now. Have a wonderful day. Schedule.